You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We are off to the Collective Gallery in Edinburgh now here on RNIB Connect Radio to find out about the upcoming free audio described tour of both Afterlife by Katie Patterson and There Is No Beginning As There Is No End by Richard Maguire, which will be led by artist Julianne Capes on Sunday the 30th of August 2026 from 2pm to 3pm. I'm delighted to say that I'm now joined by Juliana and also Claire Craig, Collective Gallery's programme manager and curator, to tell me more about the upcoming audio described tour. Welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, Juliana and Claire.
Thanks for having us, Toby. Thank you.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks for asking us.
So firstly, Claire, do tell me a bit about the Collective Gallery in Edinburgh for anyone who has not had the chance to visit the gallery before.
Yes, thank you. So Collective Gallery, I mean, it's got quite a long history. It actually started in 1984, and hence the name. It was an artist-run collective. So it has this grassroots kind of DIY beginning of it. And then over time, it's moved from various small spaces, sort of shopfront spaces in Edinburgh. It's always been in Edinburgh. And then about 10 years ago, it did quite a massive move up Carlton Hill to be custodians and to inhabit the old City Observatory. So for those who maybe don't even know Edinburgh, Carlton Hill is one of the seven hills in Edinburgh. It's on volcanic rock, like much of the city, but it's just at the end of Prince's Street, which is our main shopping street. But we have a contemporary art space within the old City Observatory, which means that we sort of, our contemporary art exhibitions are in this amazing site, which has so much history attached to it. A lot of history around, well, accurate timekeeping, for example, and astronomy. We still have a telescope in our site, which we open up to the public on various days in the year. But then our contemporary art exhibitions, they are housed in a large dome. So it's a really unique space, which when Juliana does her audio describe tours, always beautifully describes it. It's this, yes, our circular red brick massive dome. And that's where we show sort of, I suppose, maybe our more established artists there. So artists with an international reputation, which we can bring to Edinburgh and let the art population of Edinburgh see, but also just everyone. We get so many visitors up here. And I think that's the great thing about having a gallery and a heritage site, is you get such a wide and broad audience. And then alongside the dome space, we've got a more, I suppose, white cube gallery space that was built when Collective moved up here in the Capital Project. And that is housing, we usually dedicate that to sort of our early career artist programme. So linking back to our roots, we're really proud that Collective still supports artists earlier in their career in a development programme. So the artist, Richard Maguire, who you mentioned earlier, well, he's worked with us, was selected from an open call by a curator, Sean Elder, and an artist, Alberta Whittle. And he's been working in the space and from his home over the last 9 months to make this his first solo exhibition in a public gallery. So no, it's an amazing space, as well as the art. I think it's also, I mean, also I should bracket that you also get really good views of the city as well, which Juliana can describe. So you can get sort of north, south, east, west, over to Arthur's Seat and to the sea. And so you can sort of, yes, it's a buzzy place. It's a busy place, an exciting place.
Well, the audio described tour on Sunday, the 30th of August 2026 from 2pm will start by exploring Afterlife by Katie Patterson, which draws on centuries of cultural and spiritual traditions, prompting us to reflect on how fragile the natural world is these days. Do give me a little bit of an overview of Katie's sculptural installation and how it will be brought to life through the described tour.
So Katie Patterson, she's a brilliant artist. I would say she's quite a conceptual artist. So she often leads with sort of big ideas around exploring deep time and our place of the human race within our planet. And she's made this work called Afterlife, which is one artwork which is housed in our dome. And it consists of 197 amulets. And these amulets have all been remade exact from amulets sourced from museums and institutions around the world by Katie. So she was in lots of conversations with, you know, some local ones as well at the National Museum of Scotland, but also a lot of museums and institutions in America and New Zealand, across Africa. And she's, yeah, made all these amulets out of materials, as you said, Toby, linked to the environment, and they're all categorized, and it's quite a, I mean, it's a beautiful work, but at the same time it's also quite melancholy, because it does, well, for me it certainly highlights the destruction of our planet in some ways, of man-made destruction, some through global warming, through extraction, through pollution. And the nice examples, there's one amulet which is an amulet of the solar system, and it's a small silver amulet. You can't really tell it's the solar system straight away, but then you can look closer. We've got magnifying glasses for some, where you can look closer and see that it's these planets, but that's got little parts of space junk in it. So thinking sort of just even in a way then beyond our land, sort of thinking to what junk is floating around in space. And Katie's taking tiny bits of that sort of through various ways, sort of then puts that into this small amulet. And then Juliana, do you want to say more about how you will describe the exhibition and what your part is?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a really fascinating show. I think it would be great to describe this because there's so many stories within it and so much depth. So we'll be taking a real sort of deep dive into the work and trying to describe some of the 197 amulets and what they're made from. And we'll also be describing the building itself, which, as Claire said, it's a fascinating building that the exhibition's housed within the city dome. It's like this beautiful brick bell, I always describe it as. It's like being in a brick bell, really lovely acoustics and a great atmosphere in there. And then the views around the gallery as well, across to Fife and East Lothian and the whole of Edinburgh. It's just such an amazing place to be, and there's so much to talk about and describe and have a conversation about too, because, you know, what I always really love about the opportunity to describe art is the opportunity to hear what other people think about art as well and have a conversation around it. So don't worry, you won't just have me talking at you for half an hour. If you have opinions and questions and there's conversations to be had, then let's get it on. We'll enjoy having a good conversation about the work because there's so much to talk about in it.
And I think that's a great thing of having an audio describer there, or an artist who's able to describe the work, because, as you say, you can have those conversations about the work and people can say, well, could you describe a little bit about this part of the work or how that works? So I think it's great having that interaction, isn't it?
Yeah, I really enjoy that, and getting to know what other people think of the work and how it talks to them and how they respond to it. I think that's when art comes alive, when people are in the room with it and experiencing it together. So really looking forward to people coming up and getting involved. You know, we have this program for every exhibition, so there's always a chance to come up and see what's brewing at Collective. Loads of really varied exhibitions, and we're always really friendly, looking forward to meeting people and getting their opinions. Won't just talk at you, I promise.
Well, let's now talk a little bit about There Is No Beginning As There Is No End, which is a new solo commission for the gallery by Richard Maguire, whose practice, I suppose, in a way considers British and South Asian histories, considering power relations and the representation of race and sexuality. Tell me a little bit more about Richard's work and how that will be explored through the Audio Describe Tour.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Richard, he's a fascinating artist, like really highly skilled artist, which in his drawing practice, I think that's what he was known for when he applied for this opportunity. And I think to describe this skill that he applies to his drawing in terms of even just like quite expressive mark making and then quite tight mark making, and he'll put that together within some of his pictures. So he's included some drawings made up of assemblages. He has a wealth of research and images that he draws from very sort of centuries old imagery from, as you said, South Asia, so what's now Pakistan or Bangladesh and India. And he explores, takes some like little parts of these original sources and then assembles them together with other sources, if that makes sense. So you get, can get quite a clash of like ancient resources next to quite contemporary resources in this new art piece. And as you said, he explores different power dynamics through sort of queer histories and highlights the sort of the retelling or the hidden histories or hidden queer histories specifically through Asia, through a colonial lens. And then for this exhibition, he's really pushed himself. As I said, this was his first solo exhibition within a public art space. So Richard felt it was an opportunity for him to push his practice beyond drawing as well. So he's really explored sculpture a lot more and also done some interventions within the space. So he's done some stone carvings for us, which again use different sources. And then he also has done these beautiful silver leaf drawings on the wall, which show different sort of clashes of sort of destruction sort of and sexual desire. He sort of, I mean, he manages to sort of create these really interesting tensions in his work. Yeah, it's a really rich exhibition. I think it's one to spend time in. I think also what Richard did was he spent time himself. The programme that he's part of is called Time and Space. And that's sort of hopefully to address sort of some of the contemporary needs of artists that they, you know, would like time and space to make work, to make exhibitions, and of course the finances to do that as well. And so he's, while spending time in, at Collective, you can tell that he's really got a feel of the space as well. He's created a really interesting environment to show his work in as well. I'd be interested to see or listen to how Juliana describes it, because I can kind of, he's created quite a kind of cold feeling in this space, I feel like, because his work is, it's quite metallic. As I said, there's silver leaf, there's the sort of the grey from the graphite pencils, which are framed in a silver frame, and he's, the walls are painted grey, and there's sort of a silver sheet on the floor as well. So I feel he's created an interesting atmosphere in this exhibition as well.
And Claire's done a very good job of describing things, I think, there, Juliana. How are you going to sort of, I suppose, bring all of that to life for blind and partially sighted people? Because there feels like a lot of different sort of mediums that are being used there.
Yeah, totally. It's really nice that the Collective have tactile resources for each exhibition as well. So, you know, Richard's used lots of different things in this exhibition. There's a whole box of tricks that we can take out to let you feel the different materials. So the pewter that he's cast some of the sculptures out of, and the stone that he's carved some of them out of, and the kind of paper that he's drawn on is all there to be felt as well as listen to the descriptions. And that's the same for Katie Patterson's show too. We've got elements of her sculpture that are able to be handled. But yeah, I mean, in terms of description, it's just really rich, you know, to be able to describe all these works, because such care has been taken to build an atmosphere and to present research and ideas, that there's just loads to play with in terms of language. And, you know, I really enjoy the old analogy and bringing in kind of, you know, poetic ideas and ways to experience things. And also, you know, building on what other people are experiencing too, because, you know, everybody brings with them their own experience of how they experience the world. And, you know, I'd just be really interested to hear back as well. So, yeah, we'll explore together. But yeah, what you were saying, Claire, about the room, I kind of feel like he's sort of made it a little bit like a cell. Mm. It feels like a almost... I'd hesitate to say prison cell because that makes it sound scary, but
I'll let you in on a, yeah, Richard himself described it like a prison cell.
Okay. It so kind of, it feels money. Like a, you know, like in Virginia Woolf, she says, mm-hmm. a room of one's own, mm-hmm. like a sort of cell to spend in, like thinking about your work and mm-hmm. I don't know. It's a really interesting show. There's so much in it.
There's loads in that one, isn't it? And both of them, but yeah. Richard's especially.
Lots to talk about.
And is it a bit of a challenge, Juliana, trying to get that all across in maybe an hour-ish?
Yeah. But one I relish. I mean, I've been describing art for about 25 years now. I work in lots of different gallery spaces, most notably, I suppose, the National Galleries of Scotland. So I'm really passionate about describing art and bringing art to as wide an audience as possible and, you know, making sure that it's accessible and it's not something that people can... you know, think that it's not for me, because I think it's for everybody. You know, art is a place for starting conversations and learning about the world around us, and hopefully people bring that curiosity and willingness to engage with them, and we'll welcome them with open arms.
Finally, Claire, if people would like to book for the upcoming free audio described tour of both Katie's and Richard's work on Sunday, the 30th of August, 2026, from 2 p.m, where would be the best place for them to go to find out more and book their place on the tour?
Yeah, so they could go to our website. That would be the easiest way, or via our socials on Instagram. Our website address is Yeah, the Google Collective Gallery Edinburgh, or the address is collective-edinburgh.art.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Juliana and Claire, for joining me here on R&IB Connect Radio and telling me more about the upcoming audio described tour at the Collective Gallery in Edinburgh.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for R&IB Connect Radio.